to another episode of the 10-4 show here on Channel 9. In this episode, I want to discuss C-sharp 4.0 with you. However, there's plenty of resources out there and a lot of stuff that you can find, even here on Channel 9, that goes into verbatim all the different features that are coming with C-sharp 4.0. So I want to take a little twist and look at it from a different angle. I want to look at how C-sharp 4.0 can actually help you simplify your existing C-sharp code. Specifically, we're going to look at the combination of named and optional parameters and how using both of them can actually help you remove the amount of ceremony that you have to express in your code. And really, you know, the one of the things that I like to do most, delete code from your code base. So let's go ahead and dive in and look at how the combination of these two features can actually empower you to remove code and simplify the code that you may already have out there running in C-sharp 3.0 and previous. Here's a very simple application that we're going to take a look at in this video. I have an application that essentially goes out and finds all the running processes and returns the top 10 that have the greatest working set of memory usage. Now what we're doing is this application actually does some office automation where I'm going to output the results of this memory working set query into Excel, generate a chart from it, and then potentially copy that chart into Word. So let's go ahead and run this. You can see it went ahead and in Excel we generate a chart, devenv. You can see in some SVC hosts and so on and so on. So we generate this chart, and I'm going to go ahead and close this. No, I don't want to save it. And then we go ahead and copy it into Word. So here we have the chart running in Word. But let's go ahead and look at some of this code and how we can simplify it. Well, starting with the top, one of the features that I want to talk about is this idea of named and optional parameters. Specifically, first let's chat about named parameters. Here's a very common paradigm that you'll see with method overloading in C-sharp, where you use method overloading to provide essentially default values into certain parameters. Here, when we generate our chart, there's this Boolean that we have that allows us to copy to Word. So we can actually set this to false if we want to prevent it from copying to Word and only do the Excel portion. And then we have this other overload of generate chart that doesn't accept it and defaults it to false. Well, one of the things you can do with optional parameters is now instead of having this method overloading, all this ceremony required to introduce this concept of a default value for a parameter, for copy to Word, I'm just going to say that it defaults to false. And then I can go ahead and remove this. And let's say here, if we were actually removing this, you can see that I compiled just fine. So let's add this back in. So that's one, some code that we've actually deleted. But let's take this a step further. The reason I've introduced this Word variable here is if I write code like this, where I just have generate chart true, well, as a developer reading this code, what I don't like about reading code like this is true is a magical value. To understand what true may stand for, I either have to look at the method definition for generate chart itself or bring up IntelliSense to dig through it. I don't like to rely on the IDE to actually have readable code, so I've introduced this Word where now we have this magical value. Magical value that's actually been removed. Once again, a very common development practice to make more readable code in C-sharp. Well, this idea of named parameters, we have this copy to Word here, but you can see I can actually get rid of this altogether, and to make it readable, what I'm going to do is here, I'm actually going to say copy to Word, and you can see we actually have the colon there, and then I'm going to specify true. So now the magical value of true has disappeared because we can specify, hey, copy to Word is the actual true value. And if we go ahead and compile this and run it, you can see we generate the chart and then we copy it to Word. So once again, we've removed more code yet our code is still concise and easy to read. So there's a couple features that have led to greatly simplifying the code that exists. Well, here's another thing that, particularly with COM interop, is kind of disgusting, if you ask me, is you'll see this very often, especially if you're familiar with office automation, where you have this reflection.missingValue, which up here I just have as a private variable of missing value. And then all these APIs, you can see I'm using highlight references to show this, add. It actually accepts a parameter when I call add of template. Well, I don't want to pass in a template, so I specify a hey missing value. Here, when I'm actually adding a chart, a bunch of missing values. Check out this chart wizard. All these missing values, when really the only two parameters to chart wizard that I care about are the source for the current region and then the title. Everything else I could care less about. And you see here I have to explicitly declare all that stuff. And same down here when I'm actually adding to Word. Well, let's simplify this code even more. With that combination of named and optional parameters that I showed you up there, there's also defaults here. So I can remove this. If I go through some more, let's actually re-highlight this really quick. In add, let's actually remove all this stuff. And then, of course, I want to specify which one this is, so I'm going to say, okay, after the active sheet. And then for the chart wizard, since I want to remove all those, I'm going to say that's the source. This is the title. Then I can actually knock all this stuff out. Now we've removed all that code. Then I can come down here to all this stuff, and since I don't need any of these, once again, I can remove them all, and then we have something that's simple, concise, and easy to read. So now you can see we've removed a lot of the overhead that was necessary to specify, hey, I don't care about this value, I don't care about that value, and so on. So especially if you're doing office automation, this is going to remove a lot of unnecessary cruft that you have to do today with Visual Studio 2008. And if I go ahead and run this, we'll see it goes ahead and generates the chart and then copies it to Word. Let's actually see it not copy to Word, just to verify that that optional parameter actually works. If I remove this, we expect it not to copy to Word. So I'll go ahead and recompile and relaunch. And we'll see it generates it, and Word doesn't get launched. So, as you can see, there's a couple features between named and optional parameters that make it actually a lot easier to write concise code without having to result to a lot of the ceremony that was necessary before in previous versions of C#. I hope you've enjoyed this quick look. In future episodes, we'll dive into other things like interop with dynamic languages and COM and so on via the new dynamic keyword. I hope you enjoyed this, and until next time, we'll catch you on the flip.